All right. Let's get your Bibles out. Let's open them to the book of Proverbs. Saklat tayo ng Proverbs. At pinag-aaralan natin ang book of Proverbs. Studying the book of Proverbs. So last week, natuklasan natin sino ang manunulat or sinong may aya ang manunulat ng aklat ng Proverbs. And we found that it is King Solomon. King Solomon. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. just plainly states that. Let me go open my scriptures up to the book of Proverbs here. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1, the Proverbs or yung wise sayings or statements, maxims, or truths, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Sino yung nanay ni Solomon? Si Bathsheba. So ang ibig sabihin ng pangalang Bathsheba, daughter of Sheba. Kasi yung Bath, yan ang daughter. Bathsheba. Kung lalaki, Ben. Benjamin. Ben-Hadad. Ben, son of Hadad. Pag babae, Bath. Daughter. So, daughter of Sheba. So, we know that God blessed Solomon with great wisdom. And tingnan natin yung background ni King Solomon. Go over to 1 Kings chapter 3. I was not able to cover this last week, and so I want to cover it today, tonight. Pero background ni King Solomon. So lumaki siya sa tahanan ni King David, and pero dumating ang time na siya ang namuno, at noong time na yan, sinabihan siya ng Diyos, ask me anything, at ang request ni Solomon ay hindi ginto, pilak, o kapangyarihan. He asked God for a discerning heart to rule His great people. So napakaganda ng request niya. 1 Kings chapter 3. Verse number 5. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. In Gibeon, sa loob ng Israel, or sa loob ng land, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 6, Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he have walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept him kept for him this great kindness, and thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. So he's probably hindi siya little child. I am like a little child. Kumbaga, bata pa ako sa pwesto ko bilang king. So yung kapanahonan ng Old Testament, alam mo kung ano yung youth? Ano yung youth sa culture natin? Ano yung age ng young? Pag sinabi mong young? Siguro mga 21 pababa. We would say 21 is young. Is that right? Is 21 young? How about 30? Wala na, no? Ano na yan? Downhill na kagad. Sa Old Testament, 60 years old. Yes. Pag hindi ka pa umabot ng 60, you are young and you are still young. Sa Greek, sa New Testament, 40 years old. So, pag 40 years old, nakaabot ka ng 40, doon ka lang, hindi na young. So, 41, pataas, hindi na young. Sa Hebrew culture, 60. So, are you young? Is there some young people here today? Okay. All right. So, I am but a little child, verse 7. I know not how to go out or come in. Verse 8. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Napakadakila, Lord, ng inyong mga tao, yung Israel. Tapos ako maghahari sa kanila. What a privilege, sabi ni Solomon. Verse 9, ito ang request niya. Biro mo, sabi ng Diyos, ask me anything. I wonder kung ikaw ang tanungin ng Diyos, ask me anything. Ano kayang ire-request mo? Well, here's what Solomon said, verse 9. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. So isang heart na nakakaunawa, isang heart na nakaka-discern kung ano ang tama at ano ang mali. Bigyan mo ko ng ganung klaseng heart, Lord. To judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. Tingnan mo itong request ni Solomon. He asked for this. He asked God for a discerning heart, an understanding heart. Do you believe that the average person has an understanding heart? Natural ba sa tao na magkaroon siya ng discerning heart or understanding heart? Karaniwan sa tao, hindi nakakaunawa. Ang tao ay likas na selfish. Lahat tayo likas na sinful. Lahat tayo ang number one. Tayo, iniingatan natin yung sarili natin. We are the first in line, we are number one. Pero hindi yan ang request ni Solomon. He asked God for an understanding heart that he may discern between good and bad. Do you know how to discern between good and bad? For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord. Natuwa naman ang Diyos sa request ni Solomon. That Solomon asked this thing. What is it? That understanding heart that he may discern good and bad and be able to judge his people. A king that has an understanding heart that could discern good and bad. Yung ganyang klaseng king, would he be a good king or a bad king? Good king yun, no? Yung kayang mga leaders natin, can they discern between good and bad? Parang merong ano, no? Pagkukulang? Parang lang, no? Parang. Anyway, verse 11, and God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and not ask for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Binigyan siya ng Lord, ni Lord ng understanding heart to discern good and evil. And lo, dinagdagan pa ng Diyos, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart. Wise, wisdom heart. So that there was none like thee before thee, and neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Bibigyan kita ng wisdom na walang parallel before you and after you. What an amazing, gracious God. See? Nag-ask siya ng wisdom sa Panginoon, binigyan siya ng wisdom, at dinagdagan pa yan ng Diyos. That's how good God is. And I have also, dagdag pa, given thee that which thou hast not asked. O, hindi mo i-request ito, pero ibubuhos ko ito sa iyo, Solomon. Both riches and honor. Oh, kayamanan at saka karangalan. Riches and honor. Alam mo, kahit na may riches ka, kung wala kang understanding heart, yung riches, mauubos, mawawala. Kung wala kang wisdom, kung para humawak ng riches, mauubos yung riches. What about honor? Kung may karangalan ka, pero hindi mo alam kung paano kumilos ng may karangalan, mawawala rin yung testimony mo. Okay? So, God gave him the heart. Yun ang pinaka-importante. Tapos riches. Tapos honor. And so there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then, ito, next na naman, I will lengthen thy days. Hahabain ko yung buhay mo, sabi niya. Sa palagay mo, pag hari ka, maraming nagtatangka sa buhay mo? Oh, yes. So, wala siyang mga assassinators na pwedeng mag-assassinate sa kanya kasi pangako ng Diyos, hahabayan ko yung buhay mo kahit nasaksakin siya. Oh. Kahit natusukin pa siya ng ilang beses, buhay siya. So, I'm just saying, God lengthens his days. So, amazing yung ginawa ng Diyos sa kanya. Look at verse 16. We got that. I'm good. Sorry. Look at chapter 4, verse 29. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand is on the shore. Pinalaki pa ng Diyos yung kanyang puso. Wisdom, understanding, largeness of heart. Look at verse 32. Verse 32. And he spake 3,000 proverbs. So, yung book of Proverbs, siguro meron niyang mga 630 proverbs. Eh sabi dito sa verse 32, ilan daw proverbs ang sinulat niya? 3,000. Pero sa 3,000, 630 or maybe 640 lang ang naka-record sa Bible natin. Hindi in-inspire ng Diyos yung the rest of His proverbs. But if we ever have the rest of His proverbs, it will equal the book of Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus in length. So is Solomon a wise man, a wise king? Yes, God gave it to him. So sabi dito, verse 32, and he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. So that's 1,005 songs that he wrote. Well, in the Bible, we know 3 of the songs that Solomon wrote. He wrote the Song of Solomon. That's one song. That's a love song. Ugh. I'm just joking. That's a love song. Tapos, 2 psalms ang sinulat ni Solomon according to the record sa Psalms. So, he has 1,005 songs, pero yung in-inspire ng Diyos, 3 lang. So, he's an amazing man to write proverbs and songs or psalms. Look at verse 33. And he spake of trees. Alam mo yung branch, no pun intended, the branch of study for trees in botany. Alam mo yung botany? Anong botany? What is botany? The study of plants. Well, may expertise pa siya. Hindi lang general. Specific trees. Ang pag-aaral ng trees, alam niyo kung anong tawag doon? Dendrology. He's an expert in trees. Now, why would that matter that King Solomon is an expert in trees?
Kasi alam niya yung kahoy na dapat gamitin para sa pag-construct sa temple ni King Solomon.
Gagamit siya ng cedar galing pa sa Lebanon.
Eh paano niya alam yun? Pinag-aralan niya yun, binigyan pa siya ng wisdom galing sa Diyos.
Yung cedar tree, gagawa siya ng kahoy pang temple, yun, hindi kayang ngat-ngatin ng mga termites. Ha? Hindi katulad ng mga kahoy ngayon.
So, he's an expert. He spoke of trees from a cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even into the hyssop tree, almost herb, almost, that he springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts.
Nako, ano yung pag-aaral ng beast? Anong tawag doon?
Zoology, di ba? Pag-aaral ng animals.
He's an expert in zoology. Wow, may degree siya sa dendrology at saka zoology.
And of fowl.
Oh, ano yung pag-aaral ng fowl?
Ano yung fowl? First of all, ano yung fowl?
Birds.
So what is the study of birds?
Marcia, what is
aviary?
Aviology. Pag-aaral ng mga birds.
And of creeping things, pati insect.
Ethnology.
Ethnology. He even studied the insects. And of fishes.
Oh, ano yung pag-aaral ng fishes?
Fishery.
Fishiology.
Ichthology.
Ich, pang dun sa Greek word ichthus, which is the fish.
Ichthology.
So, tingnan mo yung wisdom ni Solomon. Now, question. Tayo, are we an expert sa salita ng Diyos bilang Kristiyano? Ito bang book na ito, mystery pa ba ito sa'yo? Oh, challenge, no? Para sa atin. And by the way, anong mas importante? Dendrology or bibliology?
So pagsikapan natin, pag-aralan itong book na ito. Alright, and so it says here, verse 34, and there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth which had heard of his wisdom.
Sino yung queen galing sa Africa? The Queen of Sheba. Anong ginawa ng Queen of Sheba? Binisita niya kasi nakarinig siya. Narinig mo ba yung tanyag na hari dun sa Israel? Sino yon? Si King Solomon? Huh? Sino yon? Anak ni King David. Ang galing niya. Eksperto siya sa music, sa proverbs, sa dendrology, sa zoology, sa aviary, sa ethnology, ichthology. Sabi ni Sheba, tara nga, puntahan nga natin. Marami akong tatanungin sa kanya. Oh, sakay siya ng mga camel. Hanggang nakita niya ang palasyo. Tingnan mo yung quality ng wood. Ang ganda. Hindi kaya ngat-ngatin niya ng mga termites. So, tapos sabi ni Queen of Sheba, the half has yet to be told. Hindi pa sinabi sa akin ang lahat. Siguro nung umuwi si Queen of Sheba, nag-iwan siya ng mga pasalubong kay Solomon. Pero nung umuwi siya, mas mayaman siya. Kasi binigay sa kanya ni Solomon, garantisado, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Pati na rin siguro yung Book of Job. Bit-bit ng Queen of Sheba ang kayamanan ng mundo. But notice, what about us as Christians? Do we have something greater than all these things? We have something greater than Solomon.
Who is greater than Solomon? See, Jesus Christ. And we have him in our heart. Do we have the words of the Lord? Do we have more than just Job and Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy? Yes. Anong meron tayo? We have all of the words of the Lord. We have something greater than the queen, what the Queen of Sheba ever possessed. Imagine that. One of the powerful, wealthiest women on earth. And she never saw what we see now. This is the greatest treasure on earth. Gusto mo ng wisdom ni Solomon? Saan natin mababasa yung wisdom ni Solomon? Ah? The book of Proverbs. So, dun pala yung wisdom ni Solomon. So, sana, maybe, sa pag-aaral natin ng book of Proverbs, makapulot tayo ng wisdom na in-inspire ng Diyos at saka preserve ng Diyos. So remember, he wrote 3,000 of these, but only a small portion was inspired and preserved by God. Pero yung small portion na ito, kung isabuhay natin yung mga katotohanan na ito, I guarantee you, we will live differently compared to the average untaught and unskilled Christian. Okay? So, sa book of Proverbs, last time sabi ko may tatlong bahagi ang Proverbs. So, tonight, I just want to show you, bibigyan natin ng laman yung skeleton natin na last week na pinag-aralan natin. So, yung book of Proverbs nakabahagi sa tatlong bahagi. From chapter 1, verse 1 hanggang verse 7, yan yung tinatawag na prologue. Prologue. Kung sinabing prologue, yun ang words before everything, o di kaya introduction. Tapos magmula chapter 1 verse 8 hanggang chapter 29, which is the majority ng aklat ng Proverbs. Yan yung mga Proverbs ni King Solomon. Tapos chapter 30 and 31, pinakahuli, epilogue. So, ang ibig sabihin ng epi, pagkatapos, after. So, afterward. Ito yung proverb ni King, ni Agur at saka ni Lemuel. Which, maaaring maging enigmatic na pangalan ni King Solomon din. But it doesn't matter, because ang turing ng Bible, lahat ng yan ay Proverbs of Solomon. So therefore, these are, ito yung pinaka-heart ng book. So monologue ito. Monologue. Nagsasalita lang si King Solomon. He is just, hindi dialogue. Nakalagay sa notes, dialogue. Mali yan. I was thinking a better word would be monologue. So it's King Solomon talking to his son. It's King Solomon talking to children. It's King Solomon talking to young people. And it's King Solomon talking to everybody. So monologue of King Solomon, the Proverbs. All right? So sa pinakamahabang bahagi, from chapter 1 verse 8 hanggang chapter 29, nakabahagi ito sa apat na division. Okay? Four divisions. From chapter 1 hanggang chapter 9. Okay? Pwede natin itong sabihin, wisdom for the home. Proverbs of Solomon concerning the home. So, kailangan ba ng home? Kailangan ba sa tahanan ng wisdom ng Diyos? Yes. So, pag-aaralan natin yan. Dadaan tayo sa chapter 1 hanggang verse chapter 9. We're going to ask God to give us wisdom for the home. Children need wisdom. Amen? Daddy needs wisdom. Mommy needs wisdom. And so, everybody in the home needs wisdom. Kung may pagkukulang sa tahanan, ang kulang natin sa tahanan, yung wisdom ng Diyos. At kung may kailangan tayo sa tahanan natin, isa lang ang talagang-talagang kailangan natin, wisdom galing sa Diyos. And thank God, pag lumapit tayo sa Panginoon, humingi tayo ng wisdom sa Kanya, He will give us wisdom. So that's a promise from God. Chapter 10 hanggang chapter 22 verse 16. This is the wisdom for life. Everyday life. So, are you alive today? Ah, baka hindi, baka tulog na. Okay? Are you alive right now? Okay. You need wisdom from God. Amen? So, natural ba sa tao na may wisdom siya galing sa Diyos? No. Sinilang tayo, mangmang. Sorry. Sinilang ako, foolish. Lumaki ako, foolish. Pero nung tinanggap ko si Jesus Christ, doon pumasok yung wisdom ng Diyos. You understand that? At hindi guaranteed every day nandyan yung wisdom ng Diyos. Kailangan hilingin ko yan every day. So, are our children wise children? Or are they naturally foolish? Oh, what do you think, Joe? Are you naturally wise or are you naturally foolish? Foolish, no? You know why you're foolish? Your daddy is foolish. Hmm. Amen, Dawson. Mamaya, mag-usap tayo. Eh? You know why a child is foolish? Kasi yung parents niya foolish. Natural sa atin na foolish. Naalala ko si Ate Sadia. Hello, Ate Sadia. I'm so glad you're here. Sabi ni Ate Sadia, Pastor, naalala ko yung sabi niya, infant ako sa pananampalataya. So, naturally, lahat tayo foolish. I'd like to think my child to be smart. Yeah, they may be smart, but their heart is full of foolishness. But the wisdom of God drives it away. So, we need wisdom for life. So, pag binasa natin tong chapter 10 hanggang 22, makikita natin, iba't iba, samut-samut-saring. Ba't ganito? Ito topic, ganito. Next verse, ito na naman ang topic. Kakaiba, iba. It's for life. Wisdom for life. We'll go through that. Chapter 22, verse 17, hanggang 24. This is wisdom lessons. More miscellaneous wisdom. All different kinds of wisdom. Tapos, yung last chapter 25 to 29, ito yung wisdom na kinopya ng mga taohan ni King Hezekiah na galing kay King Solomon. So, galing pa rin kay Solomon, kaya lang kinolektahan ng mga wise men ni King Hezekiah. And so, we're going to go through the wisdom of Solomon that Hezekiah's men copied. Tapos, yung epilogue. So, prologue, monologue, epilogue, nasaan ang tapsilog? Walang tapsilog. Okay. Alright, so let's, I'll just take a couple more minutes here. But let's go through the prologue. Umpisa natin itong prologue na ito. At siguro, ang mababanggit ko lang ngayon ay yung verse number 7. So, prologue, chapter 1, verse number 7. I will develop this next week na lang. Pero let me begin with this. Tingnan mo ang sabi ng verse number 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. So, where do you begin? If you want wisdom from God, if you want knowledge and understanding and discernment, if you want wisdom to do the right thing, knowledge to know what is true, what is faithful, what is good, discernment to say, this is a good thing, this is a bad thing. Anong pinakaugat? Ano ang foundation? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord. So if there's ever a theme verse or a theme concept in the book, the theme of the book of Proverbs is the fear of the Lord. Now, it only shows up very few times in the book, but it's the beginning. It's the key. So kung may sasakyan ka, nakaupo ka na sa sasakyan, kung wala kang susi, hindi aandar yan. And I'm here to say, God's wisdom will never, you'll never get the wisdom of God until you first fear the Lord. You have to fear the Lord. You can fear man, but that's nothing. You should fear the Lord. That is the beginning of knowledge. Now, in contrast to the fear of the Lord, but fools, ayan yung fools, mangmang, fools, despise, ano yung despise sa Tagalog? Kinamumuhian ng mga mangmang ang wisdom and instruction. Fools despise wisdom and instructions. Now, young people, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I understand why you do not like school. Sino sa mga kabataan, ayaw nyo talaga sa instruction sa school? Natural sa puso ng bata, gustong maglaro, ayaw mag-aral. Natural yon. Kaya nga fools ang tawag sa'yo, sa akin. Sino naman ang gustong pumunta sa church para pasawayan ng pastor? Magpipreach yung pastor ng instruction. Natamaan na naman ako ni pastor. Natamaan ako. No, baka it's just wisdom and instruction. Baka yung heart mo foolish. So, if you don't like wisdom and instruction, what does the Bible call you? You're a fool. You're a fool. So, when the teacher says, get your out your textbook, alam mong sabi ng fool? Oh, let's do the math problem. Am I right? What is that attitude? That's a foolishness. That's fool. Wisdom and instruction. Kung ayaw mo ng wisdom at ayaw mo ng instruction, ang tawag sa iyo ng Bible, mangmang. You are a fool. Now, I'm not here to hurt your feelings. Binibigay ko lang sa inyo ang salita ng Diyos. Kaya kung ayaw mo maging fool, pag merong wisdom galing sa Diyos at merong instruction galing sa Diyos, ano dapat yung heart attitude natin? Bukas, Lord, yes. Lord, help me. Lord, turuan mo ko. Lord, tulungan mo ko. Yun ang puso na nagsasabing, yes, Lord. Ikaw ang tama, ako ang mali. At handa akong ituwid yung mali. Kung turuan mo lang ako, tulungan mo ako. Now, is that wisdom or is that foolishness? Wisdom yon. So, young people, magmamatigas ba kayo sa mga teachers niya? Okay? Are you going to harden yourself against your teachers? Will you? Or will you have a wise heart and say, Lord, help me because I don't really like this. Let's not be foolish. Tayo naman Kristiyano, pag nag-church tayo, handa ba tayo sa wisdom at saka instruction? Okay? Amen? Alright, ayaw ko maging foolish Baptist church tayo. Gusto ko maging wisdom and instruction Baptist church tayo. Amen? Alright, let's pray and ask God to bless them. Father in heaven, Lord, alam po namin ang ugat ng lahat ay ang takot sa Diyos. Takot sa inyo, Lord. Kaya, Lord, bigyan nyo kami ng heart na may takot sa Diyos. Lord, alam po namin ang pwesto namin. Kami po ay walang alam at mangmang, pero kayo po ang may hawak sa kaalaman ng lahat at nagbibigay ng labis sa humihingi sa inyo. Kaya, Lord, turuan niyo po kami na huwag maging mangmang sa mga bagay ng Diyos. Lord, tulungan niyo po kami magkaroon ng wisdom para sa aming buhay, sa aming tahanan, sa aming buhay, sa aming lakad sa harapan ninyo. At gamitin yung alam namin na tama na gawin sa buhay. Gabayan niyo po kami, bless niyo po kami, alang-alang kay Jesu Cristo. Ito po ang aming prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.